Good evening. I'm Mark Gooding, ZL2 UFI in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for September 2021. Good evening, everyone. Leading tonight's broadcast, Presidential Comment. From Upper Hutt, here's our NZART President, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Mark?
Kia ora and pamari, everyone. So here we are again dealing with COVID, Auckland at level 3 and the rest of New Zealand at level 2. I expect that if we all keep calm and carry on, then things will work themselves out as they have before. So please join the team of 5 million and get the jab, then we can return to the new normal of living with this virus and getting on with our lives. As mentioned in the previous broadcast on Friday the 3rd of September 2021, I gave an oral submission to the inquiry on the Natural and Built Environments Bill, the parliamentary paper. This is the beginning of the Resource Management Act replacement. For those wishing to view the submission, a link is available on the NZART website, the NZART Facebook page, and the most recent HQ info line. Also on the NZART website is the written submission if you wish to download and read that as well. I commenced the afternoon session and was given 10 minutes to talk. The submission is at the very beginning, so you don't have to wait long to view it. Only one question was asked, which I answered. I expect more work to be done on this bill once all the submissions are collated. As a result of the COVID lockdown, the planned visit for the 2022 conference venue has been postponed until October. We are, together with the NZART HQ team of Debbie and Annalise, plus Vice President Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV, will be visiting the James Cook Hotel on the terrace in Wellington. Once completed, then more information will be posted on the conference website. We will be keeping the cost of this conference as low as possible to ensure that you can all attend should you wish to do so. The call book is well underway, with the various repeater maps having been made available in draft format on the NZART website. I wish to pass out a great deal of thanks to Northern Regional Councillor Neil Ellis, ZL1TAJ, who is completing this job. Remember, Neil is doing his best with the information supplied, so please provide the information to him if you can. Now that daylight saving has commenced, I'm sure we are looking forward to the longer days, finer weather and warmer days so that we can get out there and do the things we enjoy. No doubt many of you have taken the recent lockdowns to do the various awards and other activities that are available, such as Backyards on the Air. I hope you have made the most of the opportunity, as before we know it, Christmas will be here. Less than 90 days to go, I am told. So best to get those hints out there for the new radio or other equipment that you cannot live without to make sure you get it by the end of the year. That's all from me, and back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Mark. The President of NZART, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. A note tonight that due to the recent COVID-19 shutdown and associated uncertainties, the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society annual table sale is now being held on Saturday, the 6th of November. That's Saturday, the 6th of November. There'll be more details about the sale in Branch News later in tonight's broadcast. Time now for our NZART Business Manager's monthly update. Let's head back to Upper Hutt and say a very good evening to Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Kia ora, Jim, and good evening, everyone. As always, a friendly reminder that subscriptions for 2022 are due by the end of the year. However, if you wish to take advantage of the prompt payment discount of $16, please pay before the 30th of November this year. I have received a number of concerns regarding the increase in subs, and I do wish to thank those members who have not only paid, but also donated their rebate to the association. For those who have yet to pay and are struggling with the increase, have you considered paying monthly? For only $12 per month for a transmitting membership and $15 per month for a family membership, you can retain your NZART membership and benefits. If you wish to take advantage of this payment plan, please just drop me a line either by post or email so I can update your details. If paying by credit card, please ensure the card number is clear. I'm not sure why banks make these cards where the numbers fade over time, so please double check that you have written the exact details that appear on your card. Also, if you are intending to deduct the prompt payment discount, please cross out the total payable on your remittance advice and write the amount you wish me to deduct from your credit card. Otherwise, I can only assume that you wish to pay the full amount. There isn't too much news this month, other than to express our thanks to the entire Auckland region on behalf of all amateurs in New Zealand for your patience and commitment to getting this damned COVID-19 Delta variant under control. The whole country is behind you in the incredible sacrifices you are making to ensure this thing doesn't spread throughout the country. These lockdowns take their toll on us all, so if you need to talk or reach out to others, this hobby is a great way to do so. Make sure you use the airways and start communicating with other amateurs, both in New Zealand and beyond. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Ngā mihi nui, kia kaha and pumaria, everyone. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. New Plymouth Branch 27 reports that the 2021 Taranaki Award is well underway. But don't panic, as there's still time to reach the required 25 points before next Wednesday, the 29th of September. Earn 5 points for the compulsory station, 3 points each for the 6 club stations, and 1 point for other Taranaki stations. All stations will identify their point value. Listen to the national system and the Western Link in Taranaki and Whanganui during the day, or tune in to 3.66 MHz at 8 p.m. and 3.677 MHz at 9 p.m. A reminder that all you need to know can be found at ZL2AB.com or email the award trustee, Doug Beale, on ZL3DUG at ZL2AB.com. That's ZL3DUG at ZL2AB.com. Now for an update on amateur radio news from around the world, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Look up in the sky. That is, if you can. Light pollution is becoming an issue, and researchers in Canada have what they hope is a solution. With that story, here is Andy Morrison, K9AWM.
A Canadian astronomer is urging that international regulations be established to set limits on permissible levels of satellite brightness. Samantha Lawler of the University of Regina in Saskatchewan said the ever-increasing population of communications satellites, such as those launched by SpaceX's Starlink, generate the kind of light pollution that hampers astronomers' research. The scientist was part of a team that included researchers from the University of British Columbia and the University of Toronto, who studied the optical brightness of thousands of satellites, including those in the so-called mega constellations. The team concluded that in the not-too-distant future, one in every 15 points of light in the sky will actually be a satellite. The research team also expressed concern about the crowding of satellites in orbit, increasing the possibility of more collisions. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Andy Morrison, K9AWM.
In the UK, the ever-expanding universe of creative workshops known as Hackspaces just got an extra boost from some ham radio friends. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, tells us about it.
East Essex Hackspace became the newest of 70 Hackspaces throughout the UK on Saturday the 18th of September, as this community-based marker space opened a welcoming place to encourage learning and tinkering. It includes a construction and electronics workbench, reflecting a spirit so familiar to amateur radio operators. To help celebrate opening day at this new workshop, Essex Ham operated special event station GB0EEH on HF and VHF, not just for the QSOs, but to support the community effort and to demonstrate amateur radio to those attending at the Hawkwell location. According to the Hackspaces wiki, the space in the pavilion has been provided by Rochford District Council and the lease is in effect until October of 2027. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Next year's Bouvet Island expedition has been given its latest financial boost, and it's from the ARRL. Skeeter Nash, N5ASH, has that report.
The 3Y0J Bouvet Island expedition, considered one of the costliest ever, has been awarded $5,000 from the ARRL. The amount given to the nonprofit Amateur Radio Expeditions organization, which is based in Norway, is the same sum given back to the ARRL following the Intrepid DX Group's cancellation of its Bouvet trip after the ship planned to carry them there was sold to new owners. Amateur Radio Expeditions and its 12 operators are planning a November 2022 activation with a goal of 120,000 contacts. The team will be on the island for 20 days. The grant is named for Silent Key's Lloyd Colvin W6KG and Iris Colvin W6QL and supports international DX teams to foster global goodwill. The Expedition's $650,000 budget makes it among the most expensive ones on record. The team earlier received a $100,000 donation from the Northern California DX Foundation and a gift from the German DX Foundation that is the equivalent of $11,815. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Skeeter Nash, N5ASH.
Meanwhile, it appears that the RV Braveheart, which was sold by Nigel Jolly, K6NRJ, to new owners, may sail again with hams aboard sometime. Paul, N6PSE of the Intrepid DX Group, announced recently on the group's Facebook page that the ship will be relocating from New Zealand to Ushuaia in southernmost Argentina, and the new owner plans to make it available once again for amateur radio expeditioners. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, N8WB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2021. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. The Oceania DX Contest 2021, first established in 1934 and previously known as the VKZL Contest. The Oceania DX Contest are the time of year where all the big guns beam towards the Pacific. Contesting is a great way to increase your DXCC country count and operating experience. You don't need a superstation. Mark the dates in October for both phone and CW, exchange reports and serial number. The SSB section 0600 UTC Saturday the 2nd of October through to 0600 UTC Sunday the 3rd of October 2021. Now for CW, move on a week, 0600 UTC Saturday the 9th of October to 0600 UTC Sunday the 10th of October 2021. The full rules are at www.oceaniadxcontest.com. www.oceaniadxcontest.com. Now feel free to contact Jeff, ZL3GA, ZL3GA at nzart.org.nz for information or assistance. That's the Oceania DX Contest 2021 commencing next weekend. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Well, branches around the country are in various states of lockdown at the moment, so the information I have here is, of course, subject to change. So just remember to check an activity in your branch and make sure it's still going, and if it is, whether special requirements are needed. And if all else fails, you can always meet on air. And by the way, many branches are making great use of internet meeting software like Zoom and so on. So we start with Napier Branch 25. The next regular meeting will be on Wednesday the 6th of October, starting 7:30pm at the club rooms at 123 Latham Street in Napier. It will be the quiz night with 10 general knowledge and 10 technical questions straight from the amateur radio license exam. These will all be multiple choice, so everyone can have a go, and there will be prizes. Now to Manawatu Branch 20 NZART, and it's that time of year again, the annual Branch 20 table sale, held at the Longburn Community Hall, which is at 17 Nyree Street in Longburn, on Saturday the 6th of November. Now, unfortunately, the table sale has had to be moved to November as a result of COVID. Doors open for sellers at 7:30 a.m. and to buyers at 9 a.m. Morning tea will also be available at the venue. You can, of course, rent a table for the sale. And if you'd like to do this, then please make a booking by emailing treasurer@zl2ko.org.nz. That's treasurer@zl2ko.org.nz. And if you need more information, contact Ryan Warner, ZL1RKW, or Peter Moore, ZL2AUB. And the email for those inquiries is tablesale@zl2ko.org.nz. And that email address again, tablesale@zl2ko.org.nz. Down to Nelson Branch 26, where there will be an extra meeting at the Anna Glynn Community Centre, Tuckett Place in Stoke, on Wednesday the 29th of September at 7:30 p.m. Eric Sear, ZL2BMI, will describe how to build a voice-modulated A3E 80-meter transmitter using 8 components. See your newsletter for more details on what you'll need. And looking forward, the club has a ham cram on the weekend of the 5th to the 7th of November. Contact Stuart, ZL2STR, for details. Now, Nelson Branch 26 also have a ham junk sale on Saturday the 30th of October at the Anna Glynn Community Hall, Tuckett Place in Stoke. Sellers can set up from 11 a.m. and the sale itself starts from 12 noon. And there'll be an auction from 2 p.m. with goods selected by sellers and no reserves. There will also be a sausage sizzle as well as tea and coffee available. And if you've got questions, just contact Stuart, ZL2STR. Finally, to Otago Branch 30, where weekly meetings are usually held at the club rooms at McAndrews Road in South Dunedin. For October, on the 6th, there will be the 4th fabrication night of the Yagi project with Adam, ZL4ASC. On the 20th, Lindsay Crackley Rackley talks on the lengthy history of Dunedin radio broadcasting. And on the 27th, JCAR GM Colin McCohen talks Arduino. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 31st of October. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for September 2021. Good night, everyone. Good night now.